Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Steelers across town. We talked about football and shorts. They said, and they made the claim, a lot of them did, listen, this is going to be a different ship. It's going to be different. The guys out of town who was the trouble in Antonio Brown. And Ben Roethlisberger, as we know, stayed largely silent, pretty much all the way silent, until he talked to Bob Pompeiani the other day and then followed that up by having a media availability at OTAs. Well, some of those guys, and I've said this all along and thought this all along, it was just Antonio Brown that was the problem. So some reporters started to go down that road yesterday. Cam Hayward said, listen, here's the deal.
That page has been turned for a while. I'm done bringing that stuff up. I don't have nothing to do with that, and this team doesn't have to deal with that as well.
Okay, what about Mike Tomlin? Does he need to change things?
What needs to be right then? You know, we're talking about a few and not talking about the many. You know, we got a great group of guys that are hard-nosed and just trying to get better. Coach T is going to coach it like he wants to. I don't make that decision. I don't expect that decision, but it's definitely not going to be stagnant.
Yeah, but AB and those guys.
That's last year. Like we've moved on to it where all we got to do is focus on who's here, not who's not. I wish those guys nothing but luck, but the guys here are trying to get better. And, you know, it'd be foolish for me to start worrying about guys that aren't here.
Right. And then Mr. Set Stuff Straight in the locker room, Ramon Foster, with arms crossed his chest, folded, weighs in and tells everybody what the lay of the land is.
Coach C has been handling us the same way for years. He gives guys an environment to where they can develop themselves. And in that development of themselves, you get certain things out of it, whether good or bad. And we've always found a way to deal with it. So I don't think he's going to, rein guys in or switch it up. The guys that understand how to work do that because of the amount of respect we have for him and how he allows us to be men first and foremost. So
is this becoming clearer to everyone that it was one dude?
It's funny how if you leave men to act like adults, some of them will act like adults. Some of them will act like children. The children will become distractions. And then once you remove the childish distractions, you'll have a room full of dudes acting like men again. And that's what the last couple days, whether it be yesterday at OTAs, the day before with Ben's interview with Pomp, it seems like we're getting back to, okay, come on, we're a bunch of adults. Can we just act like adults? And
yes. That's
reassuring.
Yes. Ramon said he thought, somebody said, how's this team like together, whatever. He goes, this is the most together that I felt we've ever been, which I thought that was really interesting that there's a lot of new guys that they're working in, and Ramon was talking about how, I used a soundbite earlier, that he'd talk with more teammates on the other side of the ball even, that there's more, I don't know, he said just more general conversation among guys that than there's been before. Now, not that that's going to translate into instant success on the field, but I think it's a pretty good start.
Yeah, I think that's, it feels, again, like there's enough important pieces that have been added to the mix, whether they be draft picks or free agents, who have no connection to the nonsense of the past, and there's enough people in the locker room who are acting like adults that, again, the childish distractions are in the past. Cam Hayward nailed it yesterday as well. I know I said that yesterday about Ben's interview with Pomp. He nailed it, hit all the right notes. Cam Hayward and Ramon Foster did the same yesterday.
Yeah, and I think that'll continue. Like, I do think from a locker room standpoint, the AB stuff, of course, Ben dragged a lot of it back up because he was asked. It was like a replay of Pompeiani's.
It really was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. You try to ask stuff and try to get new information. It occurred to me because I was with Ramon when Ben was talking, and that it occurs to me that maybe if the skill position players adopt a lineman's mentality, which is like an all for one kind of a thing. Because linemen have to be like that.
Well, but skill position players, they feel, have to be the other way because they just by nature are wired differently.
Yeah, you're probably right. But if they can develop at least a little bit of that, a team first mentality.
Dudes just don't act like that are skill guys.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of
I know.
That's the whole Larry Fitzgerald hand the ball to the official. Okay, he's the guy that acts like that.
But doesn't it feel like the current roster of skill position players are more like that than they have been in a decade because you're not dealing with 84 and 26?
Well, we'll find out if Juju has a game, and Ben talked about this with Pompeiani, if he has a game where he has three catches for 30 yards and no touchdowns, and Moncrief catches two touchdowns, and Vance McDonald has a touchdown catch, and Eli Rogers has a touchdown because everybody's on Juju. And if he can deal with that, not on a regular basis, but just that if some game that he's not going to get his, if he's happy that other guys get theirs.
Right. Oh, and I think he'll be totally fine with that. I would be shocked. Juju's going to pout.
Right. I used him as an example because he's going to be the number one guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.